Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. So you found the clip, Ben. This is from Kingpin Roy Munson. He's, you got it. It's I think it's like 1994, Ike. Kingpin. Hmm. So it's, and who else is in it? Who's the gal that's in it? Anyway, let's play the clip to where it's you get Munson. Here it is.
Nowhere. Munson. What the hell is that?
You know, Munson. To be up a creek without a paddle, to have the whole world in the palm of your hand and then blow it. You know, it's a figure of speech.
What?
There it is. Woody Harrelson, Randy Quaid. Vanessa Angel was the love interest in that movie. So Ben said this to me in there. He said, what could we use like Munson? And I thought maybe, what did we say, Donovan?
Yeah, like when is really Donovan that game?
We could use Donovan as a as a verb.
People know exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Dude, I'm not going to, are y'all crazy?
No, but if you go to a Philly sports fan and go, man, Wentz. No, but if you say like if you go on and you say, man, Foles had a good season, but he really Donovan'd that game. Everyone would know what you're saying.
What is
everyone.
Wrong with you, man? What is wrong with you, man? Why do you want to disrespect Five?
He was on. I saw him with
Five. Yeah, with Kristen Rogers.
With Kristen Rogers on 29 last night.
Five's in town.
He's looking good.
He looked like Five. Why you want disrespect?
Well, it looks like six.
No, I actually
oh, Ben.
Donovan, you know, Donovan's
calmed down in there, buddy.
No, but listen, Donovan's bulked up, but he's not like
he's never been a little guy.
He's not Eric Snow. Yeah, he's a big dude. He's lifting weights.
No, that's another teammate. I mean, that's another one of my guys.
Yeah, but my point is, he hasn't gotten overly obese. He's just bigger. He's eating. You know what I mean? Donovan likes to eat, right? The beard looks good.
Yeah.
Donovan he's turned heel, man. He has. It's working for him.
Heel?
The long beard. Yeah, he's kind of turned heel. I don't know.
You know what I think he's done? I think he's, I don't know if it's authentic or not, but I'm getting the feeling that he's almost embraced the whole, some of you all are going to like me and some of you aren't.
And I'm not going to worry about
it
anymore.
And I'm not going to worry about it anymore. Which is, you wish that's where he had arrived 10 years ago.
Right.
But I think he's going to say what he's going to say. He'll tweak the people here every once in a while. Yeah. Here's what we have to realize, though. He tweaks everyone that watches the game, because here's what we have to realize. Donovan is fighting for his place in the history of the league. Not in the history of Philadelphia.
Right.
He wants to be in the Hall of Fame. So when he talks about other quarterbacks, the present quarterbacks or even the ones from the past, he's always trying to make sure.
It's all about him.
Yeah.
It's all about his legacy in the league.
He feels like he's fighting for his legacy in the league.
He's judging himself against every quarterback that comes because he's judging himself. Like, that's what he wants to do.
And that's where the Aikman comments came from.
Right.
That's where the Aikman comments, we said, you know, his numbers are way better than Aikman.
He used to do, I remember when Tony Romo got his last big contract, I remember his comments afterwards were like, how many playoff wins does he have?
Right.
Like, really? Like, that's unbelievable.
He did Stafford like that, too.
He did. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. That's right.
That's what I'm saying.
He judges himself against everybody.
And
like that fool hasn't won anything. And by the way, he's right.
That's why I always say, in a sense, he's right.
And by the way, he's right. Like, Matt Stafford's never done anything but throw for yards.
Yep.
Now let's go back to the phones. Vince in Wilmington, Delaware. Vince, how are you?
Good, man. How are you guys?
Good, man.
Thank you. Vince?
Good. Well, I'm going to talk about Prescott and Wentz. I think it's pretty even, if you ask me. I've seen Dak has his shortcomings, as does Wentz, with Wentz being injured and all. But I think where Dak has Wentz for sure is clutch. He's made several game-winning drives, and Wentz hasn't really played any big games to really say that he can make those plays. I seen last year against the Panthers, him was an interception or a fumble in one of the drives trying to go down the field. I just don't see him being that. I think that carries a lot of weight in being a better quarterback, in my opinion. So that's why I think they're pretty even. And in Dak's defense, his offense hasn't really been built around him. It's been built around Zeke, where in Philly, Wentz is that guy. He's the offense, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So. Which makes his job harder.
Appreciate it, Vince. I mean, he's right. The you know, not that Carson hasn't played in big games. It's just that with, because he played in some big games last year where they lost. They had games that they needed a win.
Mm-hmm.
2017, a lot of that success was they were just killing teams, right? I mean, if you have a three touchdown lead in the third quarter, it's not going to be a lot of comebacks in 2017. Listen, last year, there's no doubt about it, and we can say that we can give the benefit of the doubt that a lot of it was because of injury and the whole season just went haywire, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm fine with it. I think it's a reasonable and logical explanation. But he's still got to come out, and he's still got to do 2019 before we can just say, yeah, it was just an aberration.
Not for most of us.
Well, I mean, why?
Because he's here.
He's
here, and other than saying he needs to win the Super Bowl or the season was a failure, I mean, regardless of what numbers he put up, to me, I think the one thing he has to do is get in the postseason this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think he has to do. Obviously, staying healthy. You need him to stay healthy, but he needs to play in the postseason this year.
No, because you're right. Because there's, I mean, listen, we're talking about it, hopefully another 10 years here in Philadelphia. Right. He needs to start with having a playoff game. He's playing a playoff game.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to go. Who the hell wants to go another offseason talking about him not playing in the playoffs?
Not me.
Yeah. Well, you might. I know you and Joe Jan Laguiglio or whatever his name is. I know you guys.
Let's go to Carl.
You and Elliot San Laguiglio, him too.
Carl and Cherry Hill. Carl, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Sorry about all the noise in the background. I'm driving the bus. Like the AC. I'm driving the bus in the background. It's like AC on and stuff, so just trying to keep everyone cool.
All right. Be careful. What kind of bus are you driving? Hopefully not kids.
No, it's an elderly bus for the elderly people. So,
you called the show?
Yeah. Well, it's okay.
They're like old people like
that. Okay.
Yeah, but
what do these old people think about you calling the show right now?
No, they're okay because a lot of them pretty much are Eagle fans anyway.
Oh, nice. All right. What you do?
Yeah. Drop them off at Target? They just ran into Target. Leave you outside waiting in the parking lot?
Nah.
Okay.
Only do that during the daytime. But just to go to like what Johnny Morrison's been saying, I've been thinking about that ever since like the whole season began. Now, Ben, I know you don't like doing the comparison of 2017. It's a sin, and we don't want to do the cowboy regiment, but I'm sorry, I have to go there a little bit. Here's the deal on it. 2017, of course, that whole year we all know about how great the offensive line was, but look at the offensive line last year. And we're always talking about how Carson Wentz, you know, wasn't as great. Well, what was your line looking like around that year? Right. It was a major difference. It was a big difference. And then also on top of that, what we have to also remember is the fact that who's really built around who in Dallas? Are we really built around Dak Prescott or Ezekiel Elliott? I'm going to say the same thing Ike Reese has been saying. He's really a game-time manager. Mm-hmm. That's all I can really say. The athleticism is more better in Carson Wentz more than anything, and always that's always going to be the proven fact. Versus the fact that you're having the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. Now, the Dallas Cowboys coach will allow him to go off and do what he does. Now, when Foles was here, of course, Doug Peterson allowed Foles to go ahead and do certain things because it fits in his criteria versus what it was for for Carson Wentz. You couldn't really do too much for Carson when he was injured. Mm-hmm. When he was injured was a different story. And the tale of two games of last year also on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing when it came to Philly around that time, matter of fact, I agree. the best thing I can actually give you comparison for. Back when Dallas was actually on a losing streak at the point in time, and everybody was saying, oh, well, Dallas is out, all that. What happened when they came to Philly? When they got their first win, then what happened? Everybody started jumping on the bandwagon of Dallas. Ever since you got Amari Cooper, the whole team was regular. What was Dak during that regular time? Dak was getting his butt kicked.
Yeah, I mean.
He was?
He was. They were, what, 3-5? Remember they were talking about firing when Troy Aikman came out and was being critical of everybody.
It killed the organization.
Said they should blow it up.
And then they went on a run.
Mm-hmm.
They did.
Aided by the Eagles.
You know, here's something.
Remember that game on Monday night?
Yep.
Was it Monday night or Sunday night?
Mm.
The game that was here. We lost to the Cowboys.
Sunday night.
Sunday night,
yeah.
Mm.
That was the game where you made your bold proclamation that week.
Oh yeah, so
they were done.
The
they were done.
Thing.
Yeah. All you people that say I'm a Cowboy fan. See that?
That's what happens when we let you.
And that's how bold I was on the Eagles. You don't want that. Trust me. Dak Prescott in how many rushing touchdowns would you say that he has in three seasons? This is surprising to me. Carson Wentz has 2, by the way, which is also surprising to me. But he would have had a couple more than that.
I don't know. Dak 10?
18. Has 944 rushing yards and 18 touchdowns. See, what everybody wants to do is they want to say, like, well, Carson Wentz has to be so much better than Dak Prescott because he can throw the ball better and he can do this and he can do that. Well, Dak Prescott gets the job done. He just does it in a different way. They don't need him to go out and throw the ball as much as Carson Wentz does.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I mean, it doesn't mean he's any less of a quarterback. It just means that he delivers his effectiveness in a different way.
Yeah, it does mean he's lesser of a quarterback.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm just giving my opinion. That's all. I think when you're asked to do less in this league as a quarterback, I think that is telling, because most of the quarterbacks in this league are asked to do a lot, carry an offense. Change plays at the line of scrimmage. I mean, most quarterbacks, like, you don't draft quarterbacks in this league early to say, we don't want you to have a great impact on the game. In today's game, the quarterback controls everything. Now, the Cowboys have been able to win without having Dak Prescott have to basically lead them or have the offense built around him or built around his passing game. But that could also be the problem with why they can't win in the playoffs. Because it's a limited offense.
Right.
Right? I mean, that could be the reason why they don't have the same level of success in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were 10-6 last year. We act like they were 13-3. They were one game better than the Eagles last year.
I also believe that once you get to the playoffs, and we've seen this with the Eagles, like Andy Reid was very good at getting to the playoffs and winning games, but then when you came to facing the other top coordinators in the league, it's not as easy when you're facing the top guys, you know, and I think Jason Garrett at that point is overmatched.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Garrett could be the problem. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if he calls the plays. I think it is Scott Linehan.
Yep.
Yeah.
So Rich Smith says he'd take 17 quarterbacks over Dak Prescott. So he's the 18th best quarterback in the league. He included Mitch Trubisky.
Okay. That's about right.
Come on, man.
Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah. Sam Darnold.
I like Mitch Trubisky.
Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold, I want to see him this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Sam Darnold may be a good quarterback.
I mean, he went bad, like, but I'm not taking him over. I'm not taking Dak. No, I'm not taking him over Dak.
Right.
What I'm trying to say.
Let's go to.
Darnold's a rookie last year.
Yeah.
I take Baker Mayfield over Dak.
Yep. Oh, no, it's not even close. I mean, there's
How could that not be close?
Baker Mayfield?
Yeah.
I like Baker Mayfield.
Oh, so you must have taken Baker over Carson then. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Dak.
Listen,
put you in the camp of another quarterback that you like more than you like our quarterback.
Baker Mayfield is a higher ceiling, bigger risk than Dak Prescott. Right? I don't think Carson Wentz is as much of a risk. Except for injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only real risk for me with Carson Wentz. If he's out there, he's going to be productive. There's no doubt about it. Let's go to Playboy in South Philly. Playboy?
What's going on, fellas?
You driving an old folk bus too, Playboy? Are you?
What's up, Playboy?
No, absolutely not. That sounds like torture. The old people on the bus. I mean, all due respect to old people, but dang.
But then,
I think we all want to be old one day, I believe.
Yes, no, it'd be nice to the old people.
Yeah, but hopefully he ain't driving my bus, man, and talking at the same time, you know what I mean?
Right, that's true.
What's up? I just want to say, I'm going to comment on this debate. I grew up in the city, been in the city. I rep my city. I love my city. But one thing I am not is I am not a Philadelphia sports fan. I'm not a fan of anything. To me, if you call me a fan, it's an insult. It's a fanatic thing. And to ask the Philadelphia Eagles fans, I'm talking about people in my family as well, so to have a debate, an objective debate on this, it's ridiculous. Now, I played football for over 17 years, and I coached football, coached quarterbacks in high school. I'm almost first team All-State, still hold city records, blah, blah, blah. So I'm qualified in some sense of the way. To me, I think that in their rookie years, it was close. There was a debate. Then obviously Carson overtook him with that big year. And then that kind of closed the gap. But in my point, both of them, you know, it's kind of, they're close, but both of them aren't top 10 quarterbacks. In my opinion right now, Goff is better than both of them. So,
what?
It's a lot closer. I just hate when there's no objectivity to the argument.
Hold on, Playboy. Now, you came in with your resume of 17 years. You played. You got state records you still hold and everything else. And I'm all with you. I'm following you. And then you throw out Galt that's better than both of them? Really?
If you're going to base it off of right now in the very present time, after what he did last year, I would have to give him the nod.
Jared Goff?
You watch that Super Bowl, Playboy?
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about one game, though, man, but...
Well, how about the NFC Championship game? You watch that one?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to base it off of one game because I can't.
How about that game against the Cowboys?
There's a lot more goes into that game, too. I'm a big McNabb fan, and I hate when people criticize him over that.
How about the Cowboys game in the playoffs? How did he look in that game?
He had to do much, man. All he had to do was really get the ball off and let that beast of a running game run right through them.
Right. I wonder why that was the game plan. We want him to screw it up. What about his playoff game? What about his playoff game his first year against Atlanta? How do you look in that game?
I don't know. He made throws throws, though, within that game. The Saints game, he made some plays. I mean, take away the pass interference call, but he made throws in that Saints game.
Yeah, I just can't go with Jared Goff, man. I appreciate the call, though, Playboy. Jared Goff?
No.
Come on, man.
No, even...
I mean, Jared Goff's a nice quarterback, but... If Sean McVay isn't telling him where to throw the football, he doesn't know what the hell to do out there. That was evident in that game against the New England Patriots.
Yeah, this year for Goff, I mean, because he's doing a new contract. Carson got his.
Yeah.
Goff didn't get his.
Yeah.
Same agent as Carson.
Yeah.
Right? You would think that they'd be able to work out a deal if the Eagles worked out a deal. Nope.
Well, I don't think they can pay him. They just paid all these other guys.
Much so better.
He had to. Oh yeah, they're going to pay him. He may have to wait another year though.
Or would they say, you know what, he stinks. Let's move on. Right.
That's the number one pick.
I know he was. Yeah, I don't. I mean, you know what he does. He throws a really nice ball. Mm-hmm. He's more of a. He's the Eli Manning quarterback, where he's sitting back there. He's delivering the ball. He's more. He's going off a rhythm and everything else. But play breaks down. Nope.
Yeah, I mean.
Better put some good, and he's got good receivers on top of it.
See what he looks like this year.
Yeah.
I mean, Todd Gurley will be interesting to see what he looks like this year. He's banged up.
He's got an arthritic knee.
Right? So, yeah. Let's see.
Yeah.
The Rams.
See what happens when you pay a running back there, Ike?
Yeah. probably not a smart thing to do. It's unfortunate for the running backs, though, but they get screwed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, big time.
Yeah,
big
I mean, time. It's unfortunate, but I wouldn't. I'm glad we don't have. Listen, you draft these running backs. I mean, you give them a new deal, you extend them. You're doing it at your own risk.
The only place that running backs are valued is fantasy football, to me.
Right.
Because the league certainly doesn't value them like the GMs do. All right, Jack Hinklin says, simply for the fact that Dak is a money-grubbing bleep who's only a notable name because he's the quarterback for Dallas. If he played for Arizona with the exact same stats, people will refer to him as that Prescott kid in Arizona and not seriously talk like he's a serious player. Man, the objectivity.
Well, that's true.
Here in Philadelphia is unbelievable. And that's fine. I get it. We're Eagles fans here.
If he put up those numbers anywhere else, if he wasn't playing for the Cowboys, those numbers would be pedestrian numbers. They aren't eye-popping numbers.
Well, I mean, okay, they're comparable to what Carson's done, right? I mean, don't go head-to-head with what Carson and Dak has done. Do I need to retweet that one as well?
If you want to continue to make your case, that's what you're doing.
Well, I mean,
the point was if he was on a team that gets less fanfare and he wasn't playing for America's team, people would look at him as just an average quarterback. And that's true.
If he wasn't winning, people wouldn't be giving him any credit at all. You're right. The fact that he's the quarterback of Dallas, you're going to see him on prime time. But people are ready. I mean, people don't want to give him credit. People want to just say, like, he's a game manager and everything else.
Why do you think that better. Is?
Because he was drafted in the third round because he's a Cowboy quarterback. That's why.
Oh, so it's because it's Cowboy bias.
That's part of it. I mean, the conversation we're having today is because of the Cowboy bias. I mean, that's pretty apparent.
But we're in Philadelphia.
Right.
But we're not saying anything different that the majority of experts wouldn't say. That's what I'm saying. So everybody just hates the Cowboys? Everybody just hates Dak?
Yes.
Because we said if you asked GMs, other coaches, they would all take Carson over Dak.
888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. And that's fine. Everybody in the world can take Carson over Dak. I take Carson over Dak, right? But it's kind of like, all right, you have Carson, but, Dak's also winning games. Dak's also a very good quarterback in his own right. And the statement that got us talking about this was that he's so much better than Dak Prescott. Okay.
That bothers you.
Well, it's BS. It goes to the overconfidence.
Well, it's an opinion.
Well, it's a BS opinion then.
That happens sometimes.
888, I have plenty of them.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.